Here I am, getting my mouth working, getting my throat working. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Motown Free. Wow, I can't even begin to tell you how many times I did that introduction. I'm a little bit rusty when it comes to using all this equipment, and for the life of me, I was scratching my head about 20 minutes or so. So anyways, I suppose that legitimizes the reason for me to be doing this right now, which is to get my skill set up, and on top of that as well, entertain you lot with some amazing songs that I've got. Now, this is Mo 3. Mo 1 was a total blag, Mo 2 was an education. Now, Mo 3 is pure enjoyment, to be honest with you. I downloaded a 4-CD Best of Motown, and I've been listening to that for the last 3 or 4 weeks. And through listening to all those tunes as well, I've also refined them and got Ben's Best of Motown as well. So there was probably about 60 odd songs, and I've chosen 13 today, one which is a little bit left field, which I'll introduce later on. But I really do feel that I've chosen the best that Motown has to offer. So without further ado, I'm going to play this is my number one favorite Motown tune. As I said, I was listening to it on my phone walking to and from university, and this one just kept hitting me. I loved it so much. I love the way the drummer drums with the vocalist as well. It's just superb. And what made me enjoy it even more, or should I say solidify it as my number one Motown song, is that I went home and I spoke to my old man and I go, "Dad, I found my favorite Motown song." And he turns around to me and goes, "Yo, Ben, it's not Martha and the Vandellas' Heatwave, is it?" And I was like, "It's exactly that." So that compounded the fact. I absolutely love this tune. Guys, I hope you enjoy it too. It's an absolute monster. I think my point's proven, huh? Monster of a song. Now, what really brought that tune to my attention was a documentary on Motown called Shadows of Motown. And there was a producer talking about it. Actually, what the Shadow of Motown was about, and it's, once again, my education continued about this field. It's all about the Funk Brothers. Now, the Funk Brothers are the people who actually played all the instruments on the tracks. Now, you would think with like Smokey Robinson and the Miracles and the Four Tops and all these other bands as well, that the additional people would actually be the band members, but they're not. They were all just vocalists or dancers or just people that look pretty. Especially with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, I've noticed them do some dances and stuff, and there's only like one or two of them who actually sing. The rest of them are literally just there for show. So it was the Funk Brothers. These guys were just an incredible bunch of musicians. There was probably about 16 of them, like three drummers, four bass players, three guitarists, however many whatevers, and they were super brilliant. And on top of all of that brilliance was this guy called James Jameson, who's an incredible bass player and is revered. Apparently all the jams started with his little bass line, and then people were coming with the drums, and then yada yada yada, song would be made. But I was listening to a producer, and he was like, the track of Martha and the Vandellas, Like a Heat Wave, well, I prefer to call it just Heat Wave, I suppose, he goes, even without any vocals at all, it would still be a number one selling record, as it's just got so much vibe, so much life to it. It's such a full song, and it well and truly is. You know, go back and listen to it again. As I said, I love when she comes in with the original vocal and the drummer just like, he hits the snare, boom, boom, boom. It's just brilliant. And talking about brilliance as well, that Standing in the Shadow of Motown is awesome as well. They have all the Funk Brothers playing there, and they have a couple of guest vocalists. For the life of me, I can't remember her name. I think it's Joan Osborne. I'm pretty sure it's Joan Osborne. And then a couple of other singers as well who go and do some tunes. So I highly recommend going and watching that video. But yeah, I'm happy to be here. Happy to be back. It's been a minute. I was going to do this episode maybe 10 days ago or so with my friend, colleague, all-round top bloke, Mr. Jasper. But unfortunately, that day we had some other things to attend to, some more pressing issues, so I put it on the back burner. And then today I was talking to my dear friend Katie, and she was like, what are you up to? And I was like, not a lot. She's like, why aren't you doing more tunes? Why aren't you doing more radio shows? Why aren't you doing this? And I didn't have a proper answer for her. So here I am. Here I am. I'm back here doing my stuff. So Katie Tully, thank you very much. And now, can I dedicate the next song to you? Let's see. I'm going to do it anyways. It might not really fit in, but here we go. Next song is This Old Heart of Mine by the Isley Brothers.
Back again, hurting me more and more.
Well, I was wondering whether or not that song's applicable for my dear friend Katie, and it is. And it is. I love you to bits, sweetheart, top girl, top stuff, top tune too. And I'm going to keep the lovely music flowing as well. Instead of me rabbiting on and trying to struggle with content for you guys, I'll save that later and we'll keep the bangers coming. And now we got I Can't Help Myself by the Four Tops. Anyways, back on with the microphone live. The yellow faders pushed up, microphones in front of my face. But I don't know if it's too close, you see. I think I project my voice more than most. Now, the other day, we were in the Foley studio. Now, a Foley studio is where you go make noises, like sound effects for radio. And great teacher as well, probably the best I've had during this whole course. He was really good at transplanting the knowledge he had in his head into mine. So for a good hour or so, we're just going through technical stuff. And then he puts us into the actual Foley studio with the script. He wants us to act out a few lines, and it's me and another person. I did it two times actually, so both with Sarah and with Kieran. And he kept getting me to walk further and further and further away from the microphone because I just talk too loud. I'm naturally energetic, quite a bouncy character. I actually have ADHD, so it's not like part of my personality, it's just part of me, I suppose. I can't help it. So the rule of thumb is you're supposed to have your little finger close to the microphone and your thumb on your nose, and if that's the case you should be further enough away from the microphone. But that's not for me. I think I need to be like 12 foot away and then it'll be cool. So I'm still learning this whole presenting gig. But anyways, rabbiting on, time for a next tune. Next tune, I'm not off the top of my head. Do you know what? I have no idea how to pronounce it though. I think it's the Elgins, E-L-G-I-N-S. So I'm going for Elgins, and the Elgins tune, it sounds so wrong every time I say it now. The Elgins tune that I'm doing is Heaven Must Have Sent You. Now, I'm pretty sure they must have written this about, I was going to come with some mad arrogance to say about myself, but we all know that to be true anyways. Enjoy the song. We'll be right back.
makes me love you more each day. In your arms I wanna stay. Heaven in your arms is the sweetest of your charm. It makes me love you more each day. In your arms I wanna stay. It's heaven in your arms, boy, it's the sweetest of your charm. Makes me love you more each day. In your arms I wanna.
Now if I find out they're actually called the Ellens, I'm not going to be best pleased, and I also think that they're pretty rubbish at spelling. I'm rubbish at spelling myself. My friend had a go at me the other day as well about spelling there and there wrong, and that's one thing I hate, I hate, I hate, I hate. Such a weak way to kind of like, I wouldn't even say win an argument, engage in an argument. Oh, you can't spell. Yeah, do you know what? I can't spell. So what? I can speak better. Whoa, arrogance, arrogance, arrogance. I was going to stop it there. Anyways, I can speak well. Spelling's just never made sense to me. As I said like before, I've got ADHD, also got dyslexia, and also dyspraxic as well. So the fact I'm even standing is impressive in itself. So whenever people come at me about, oh, your spelling's rubbish, I just feel like slapping them. Come at me with an intellectual argument, beat me with intelligence instead of just being like, nah, it's actually E-I-R instead of E-R-E or whatever it is. So anyways, I do not like grammar Nazis. I don't like any form of Nazis. They're not good peoples. You show me one good Nazi and I'll show you a liar. Controversial BVH. I suppose if we had the little window in the recording studio right now, my teachers and my fellow peers would be shaking heads. So, yo, I played you my favourite Motown tune, which is Marvin and Vandellas' Heatwave. Absolute banger. I've got to stop calling tunes bangers. You know, I'm talking about Motown. I'm like, just, yeah, bro, it's a banger. It's a hit. It's sick, innit? It's a lovely song. Great, great, great song. Great song. Now, I've got my second favourite tune to play for you. And quite possibly my favourite melody out of all of Motown. Definitely far and away solidified as number two. We've got the legend that is Smokey again. This time he's with his Miracles. And this song is called You Really Got a Hold of Me. And this song truly has a hold of me. The first, I'm trying to work it out. I don't know, like 20 seconds. It's all like the same rhythm, the way he sings. It's not just a separate part. It's just like this whole flow. And I absolutely love it. I love singing along to it in my car. Please enjoy an absolutely lovely song.
Badly.
Well, guys, I just got some shocking news, which isn't good. Coming up in 2 weeks' time was an absolute monster UFC fight. My big fan, my man, my number one guy, Conor McGregor, was moving up 10 pounds to go fight Rafael dos Anjos for the lightweight title, potentially making Conor the first two-weight UFC champion in the history of the sport. But unfortunately, there are reports coming out saying that Rafael dos Anjos has just broken his foot. So I am not best happy. Anyways, little tangent for that. If you can tell a little bit, changing my demeanor, this is why I am now very, very depressed and upset about this. It's not good. Conor really had a hold on me. He still does, to be honest with you. He's the most incredible guy. Check him out. Awesome, awesome mentality. Super, super good. Just like that song. Check out the segue. Her man's as professional, at least getting that way. To be honest with you, I don't know how long it's going to take me to become a pro at this kind of stuff. I reckon beyond years, even years, years, years and years, I'll still be going, oh, how do I turn this on? How do I record? So yeah, still many stuff to be learning. That's thrown me for a loop, to be honest with you. That's really rather annoying. But anyways, I tell you what, I'm going to buy myself an extra little bit of time to compose myself and play my tune from left field. Now, I've got Jasper to thank for this, as I had no idea that this act was signed to Motown. Slightly more contemporary than the previous ones I've been playing, a little bit more modern. I actually had this record when I grew up and loved this song, as I used to love, I still do, I suppose. I love suppy songs. I don't know why. When I was like 8 years old, Phil Collins' Groovy Kind of Love was my favorite tune, and I still love it to this day. It's absolutely brilliant. I should have done a little Phil tribute, to be honest with you, with You Can't Hurry Love. I always listen to the Phil Collins version of that, and then recently, doing this whole Motown show, I've been listening to the Diana Ross version. And to be honest with you, it's cool, it's comparable. I probably still prefer Phil's, but it's one of the only times that I've listened to the original after listening to a new track and haven't really kind of gone, oh, to be honest with you, they're very similar tunes. Anyways, time for the monster now. Thank you very much, Jasper. Guys, get your lighters out as it's time for a little cry.
Love me again when you love me before. This time I want you. I'm here for you. I'm not out to go out there and cheat all night, just like you did, baby, but that's alright. I love you anyway, and I'm still gonna be here for you till my dying day, baby. Right now, I'm just in so much pain, baby, cause you just won't come back to me, will you? Just come back to me. Yes, baby, my heart is lonely. My heart hurts, baby, yes, I feel pain too.
Was waiting for the acapella, like when it came in for the last 30 seconds, like I swear they do this acapella now, and they didn't. I was like, yo, where is it? And then it came and I started clicking my thumbs, my fingers. I suppose it is clicking your fingers, isn't it? You only got one thumb. Sorry, I had to rationalize that out vocally. Anyways, I'm over Mr. Dos Anjos being out of the fight. Now, by the time this airs, I'm going to make a prediction now. I'm pretty sure Nate Diaz is going to step up when you have Conor versus Nate at UFC 196 on March 5th. So I'm still going to get my Conor fix, so Mans is happy, and then it'll be Conor versus RDA at UFC 200. But still, enough said about the UFC. I need to start doing a UFC little show because I'm a mad fan and I've got a fair bit of knowledge too. So anyways, maybe coming soon to Burst, face punching with BVH. Yeah. Anyways. Boys to men. End of the road? Was that what it was? Yeah, definitely end of the road. Tune. Now, guys, did you know that Boys to Men all went to school together and they were actually discovered on the back end of a talent show that they did in high school? Pretty crazy, huh? The thing is, if you look at Boys to Men, they're not an attractive bunch by any means. That shouldn't be the criteria for being a successful musician. It's ridiculous. The music industry this day has really got it back to front. Talent first, forget everything else, to be honest with you. That's the absolute truth. It just all needs to be focused on talent, and it can be refined. As long as you're not kind of like negating these people because they're not aesthetically pleasing to you, then you'll be totally cool. Now, something I found out as well recently, that Motown, 85% of their artists were from Detroit. They didn't have to look too far. They didn't. They had the Funk Brothers just creating absolute fire and magic the whole time in the studios, and they just needed people who can pull off the vocals. And many people could do that because they didn't care about their physical appearance, something we should all learn from. I probably said this in Mo too, but I'm not too sure as my memory's not too great. In fact, I'm pretty sure I did it because I then transitioned into the Norah Jones segue. But it's all about what Martha Vandella. She was sitting, she was working as a secretary for Motown Records, and then no one turned up to sing a song, and she was like, yo, I'll come through and do it. And look what she ended up producing, absolute monster of a song. So there you go. Focus on talent, ignore everything else, and then it will come through. I'd love to scout America and get like a, do you know what? I'm not stepping on any kind of like toes here by saying this. Just to form a black African-American, however you want to call it, vocal quartet. And the only thing I want to focus on, do you know what? In fact, I wouldn't rule out of my white peoples and like every race. In fact, how about that? I'll just go through and do a mad talent scout. And all I want is vocals. All I want is you to be able to sing. I will then get some great songwriters for you guys, and we will make loads of monies together. It's such a simple concept. Yeah, everyone's quite concerned on like choreography, style, how's your hair looking, who are you sleeping with, what's your tabloid madness like. Such an irrelevance. Let's get back to what it's about, guys, which is the music. And that being said, I'm going to play a next tune as well, which is going to be awesome. It's A Shame by The Spinners. Mm-hmm.
It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. It's a shame the way you hurt me. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. I'm sitting all alone by the telephone, waiting for your call when you don't call at all. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. It's a shame the way you play with my emotions. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. You're like a child at play on a sunny day. First you play with her and then you throw it away. You won't appreciate the love we try to make. Oh, it's a got to be a shame. Why do you use me? Why do you confuse me? How can you stand to be so cruel? Why don't you free me from this prison? Serve my
cool song. I really enjoyed that. Bringing the tempo up a little bit, and guys, it's only going to continue. That's all kind of the soppy madness done. Now we've got party tunes, things to kind of get a little bit hyped to, go out, have some fun. Now, I said at the beginning of this show, what I did is I downloaded the Motown's greatest hits, listened to them all. As I say, there was 12, 24, 48 songs that I listened to, and that's an absolute lie. It's way more than that, because I've got 60 of my favorites. How many? Must have been about like 18 per CD. Anyways, I'm not too sure. As I say, I refined it down to my 60 favourites on my phone. Now, listening to them all through, I was really surprised that it shouldn't really come as a surprise considering I am a little bit of a hip-hop aficionado. I grew up on Tupac, West Coast Fire, all that stuff. Death Row Till I Die, Suge Knight, Naughty Guy. Oh dear, it's always good fun when you amuse yourself. But still, I'm listening to his tunes, and one of the first one I come across was, sorry, you'll be hearing me move my phone on the desk there. That was very unprofessional. Who would have thought I shouldn't be doing non-professional stuff? That's some crazy madness. I can't believe it just happened. Anyways, Don't Look Any Further by Dennis Edwards. That's the Tupac sample for Hit 'Em Up. It was crazy. Boom, 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 boom. I messed up the bass line there. Boom, 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 boom. And I was like, yo, that's nuts. I can't believe Hit 'Em Up was a sample. And then I kept listening to my tunes and I come across another sample. And I was like, yo, this one I know. And it's an absolute monster. Covered by, I'm going to say, Mace, Puff Daddy, and also the late, great Notorious B.I.G. wearing their shiny jumpsuits. You know, more money, more problems, guys. More money, more problems. So that being said, we have now got Diana Ross with I'm Coming Out. And before I play it, the drummer absolutely nails this. I love drums. I'm a massive fan of the instrument. And the way the guy plays this track, especially like for the first 45 seconds in the introduction, is brilliant. I'd say I've probably got about 85% in sync with him when I play the tune now and I start, you know, slapping my thighs and stuff. 85% of the drum beats I get in time, the others I'm a little bit lost. So you see what I'm talking about when I play this tune. Once again, Diana Ross, I'm coming out banger. I've got to stop saying it. Got to stop saying banger. I never say it in my everyday vernacular, but for some reason you put a microphone in front of my face and everything's a banger. So we have got a lovely song for you right now, which is Diana Ross, I'm Coming Out. I did my usual trick there of playing a song that I've never listened all the way through before. And this time I was pleasantly surprised. Every other time when that happens, I'm like, oh, this tune gets rubbish. All right? That's what happens with if you listen to the first song I played, which is like Roadrunner by like Jimmy Walker or something like that, Junior Walker, something Walker. Who knows? Anyways, that was going to be part of the whole playlist, but then I listened to it and I was like, only the first minute's cool of that song, the rest of it gets well boring, hence uses the intro, faded out, and then I come through with, hi! So yeah, wicked song. That was a real, real treat for me because, as I said, at the beginning of the tune, I absolutely love it because of all the drums and messing along, and I got the chance to do the same thing at the end of that tune as well. So for BVH, double joy, very happy guy. Now, we normally ever hear those like songs at weddings. Weddings are great places because get free champagne if you go to a good one, huh? When you go to like a cat bar or one that's like 2 drink maximum, whatever it is, that's not good. But when you go to the proper ones and you got open bar for the rest of the night and you have people coming around dressed like penguins offering you free champagne, some of my favorite parties ever, and also the most drunk I'll ever get. So I don't know what that says about me being a stingy guy and likes to keep the monies in the pocket, but you offer me free champagne, I'm going to be getting extremely drunk. I love it. I love it. I love it. So we've already played one wedding song, and I'm going to play another wedding song for you guys. An absolute, not going to say banger, I was going to say monster, but those are the only two I say. Banger, monster, an absolute great song. How about that? Keep it a little bit more streamlined. Now, I picked up a little something something. I'm going to play you All Night Long by Lionel Richie. For some reason, he sings it like he's Jamaican. Have no idea why. Listen to a little bit of the few nuances in his pronunciations. You see what I'm chatting about? He's kind of like channeling a little bit of Bob Marley. So I'm not too sure what was going on with Mr. Richie that night. But regardless of his weird Jamaican possession, wicked song. There we go. Wicked. It's not a banger. Wicked tune. Enjoy it, guys.
Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, carnival, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, carnival, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song. All night long.
Yeah.
That's a lovely music video too, if you guys ever want to check it out. It shows, I think hip-hop and rap had a real negative influence when it comes to African-American slash black culture in the United States. Now, I really hate the term African-American, because what would you ask an American to call a black person in the UK? You know, what are they, European, African? Like, what's the deal? And once if you're Jamaican in America as well, you're called African-American when you're not African, you're Jamaican. So really rubbish, loose term that I don't like. But still, back in that video, you've got, you know, all races interacting, all dancing, all nights, having a lovely time. And then when hip hop came through, you know, you have all these gangsters, all these thugs, and that's what the black youth kind of conformed to. And I think it really did have a negative effect on, I don't know, on their social status in a weird way. And this is a weird thing for me to be saying. As I said, I was growing up on like hip hop and rap. I absolutely love it. But it really only made sense to me when going back and watching all these Motown videos and stuff like that, and just seeing how black people were prior to hip hop. Since it's come through now, it's all about shiny bling and, I don't know, just coolness and just street cred. And it never used to be about that. So anyways, check out that video for a little bit of, you know, cultural reference, and apologies about that tangent. In fact, I should say apologies about the whole tangent throughout the whole show. I've just kind of been rabbiting on and just talking about what comes to mind. So hope you've enjoyed it, and that you haven't just been scratching your head saying, what's this kid chatting about? Because I don't even know myself, to be honest with you. But we're going out. We've come towards the end of our show. We've got three more songs. I've got another song that I chose myself, and then a song that my father requested, and then we're going out with a nice little cap tune. So the next two songs are by a legend who was taken away far too soon. Now, I need to do a little bit more research into his death. I'm aware that his father unfortunately shot him, but I don't know the circumstances behind it or anything along those lines. But as you well know, I'm a huge fan of Marvin Gaye, and here's another one of his songs. Now, this one is called How Sweet It Is To Be Loved By You.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Yes, baby. Ooh. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Ooh, baby. I needed the shelter of someone's arms, and there you were. I needed someone to understand my ups and downs, and there you were. With sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotions. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop. And wonder what would I be without you in my life. Everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby.
Like sugar to my soul.
That's a very lovely song, isn't it? A bit Much Ado About Nothing, but still very pleasant, very lovely. So I reckon it was about 3 weeks ago now, I texted the old man, I was like, okay, come on now, I'm doing a Motown show, give me your song. What do you want me to play for you? And he comes back with this, which is Marvin Gaye, Heard It Through the Grapevine. Guys, but thank you very much for enduring Motown 3 with me. I'm off out.